Hello, my name is Derek Zuniga, and today my podcast is going to be on YouTube. So, YouTube is a video sharing website that allows people to post and view other videos. People use YouTube to post tutorials, reviews, podcasts, trailers, and even sometimes moments that happen during their daily routine. A brief description of how this tool can be used in classrooms is by allowing teachers to look up fun activities and tutorials for their students. It allows them to look up narratives for stories as well. Ways I have used this tool is to look at video game reviews, movie trailers, and even sometimes music videos. The way I plan on using this tool in my classroom is by looking up nursery rhymes that I can sing with my students, or even then use it as a tool for like our ABCs, numbers, or so on. You know, I can use it. I've noticed that teachers tend to use, they'll pull up the song on YouTube and they'll print out sheets that the students can follow along, you know, follow along with the numbers or their ABCs. And, you know, even then you can sing with them and follow along as well. One thing I like about this tool is that it's easy to use and navigate. You know, it's not really hard at all. You type in YouTube. Once it pops up, the search bar is on the top, like right on the top of the page, and it allows you, you know, to look up. Even then, sometimes if you type in something, like if you have something in mind, but you don't know what it's really called, if you kind of describe it a little bit or put it in, sometimes more than likely it'll pull up what you're trying to look for. Sometimes it doesn't, but most of the time it will. And well, that's the tool I decided to use.